You're listening to SBS News.
As the federal government reduces COVID-19 unemployment benefits from the 1st of January 2021, economists and the opposition are calling for job seeker and job keeper benefits to remain unaffected. The job seeker unemployment supplement is being reduced by $100 a fortnight from Friday the 1st of January and the job keeper payment by $200 on Monday. The new rates will be $150 a fortnight for the job seeker coronavirus supplement and $1,000 for job keeper and are effective until the end of March. The new JobKeeper rate decreases to $650 per fortnight if you've worked less than 20 hours a week on average during February or June 2020. These moves will see vulnerable people live on $40 a day, considered by some to be an unacceptable amount. 2020 was a challenging year for Australians, but 2021 will also test the nation's fortitude. Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says the challenge of the year was jobs.
2020 has been a pretty proud year to be an Australian. We tend to forget just how much of a standout we've been on the global stage, fighting the coronavirus and keeping our economy stronger than most. We can continue to do that in 2021, but it remains challenging. And one thing from the government side we need to keep doing is supporting people through this crisis. So far, so good. Unemployment is less than 7% today. The fears were it could be as high as 10%. But the 2021 challenge is jobs, right? We absolutely need to get those jobs back as fast as we can.
The coronavirus supplement reduction will impact more than a million people relying on it. Shadow Government Services Minister Bill Shorten says the government's decision will be a national headache.
This is the Morrison government's marketing conman stunt. They're trying to distract people on New Year's Eve with a welfare fraud crackdown because on New Year's Day, there'll be millions of Australians losing $100 a fortnight on JobSeeker and JobKeeper. The Morrison government's giving millions of Australians one massive New Year's hangover, which is going to last for a long time.
Mr. Richardson echoes that sentiment, adding the benefit reduction will make life tougher for some people.
The unemployed in Australia are essentially going back from what's about to be $50 a day down to $40 a day. Initially in this crisis, their payments hit around about $80 a day. That's too tough. And it's a payment that's now going to more Australians who are unemployed than were true just a year ago.
There's broad support for a permanent increase to the unemployment benefit and calls for a decision to be made.
The cheapest stimulus you can give in Australia right now is certainty in these incredibly uncertain times. And it's important for families to know financially what's the worst it could be. And it's a very different answer if we go back to what we're about to go back to, the $50 a day, or all the way back down to $40 a day. Those are very different numbers.
Government Services Minister Stuart Robert says the government will find a balance to offset the reduction in stimulus packages.
The government will continue to balance livelihoods and lives, as we've been doing all year. A number of economic payments will continue to be in place in terms of JobKeeper and JobSeeker, and we intend to balance not just the provision of welfare support, but also get the balance right between encouraging people into jobs. And that's why JobSeeker and JobKeeper continue, albeit at a tapered level through to the 31st of March 2021.
Mr. Robert teased that further announcements will be made soon. Meanwhile, payments that are certain are the government's $4 billion JobMaker hiring credit, which will start to pay off in February for bosses that hired young workers since October. Employers will receive a $200 weekly credit for 16 to 29-year-olds and $100 for workers aged 30 to 35. Older Australians will receive another financial boost as well. Welfare recipients, including pensioners, can expect a fourth cash payment of $250 in February. Millions of workers will get a bigger tax return next year following the tax cuts from the October budget. Much hope for a more prosperous 2021 is reliant on a vaccine, and as regulators work on approvals for a nationwide rollout, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is optimistic.
A safe and effective vaccine, validated, proven by our scientists, by our doctors, will be available to all Australians. and will be a key step in our recovery in 2021. Our economic recovery plan will continue to get even more Australians back into work and restore their livelihoods, driven by a business-led recovery. You know, around 80% of the jobs that were lost during the pandemic have already been recovered. 450,000 businesses have graduated from JobKeeper to support themselves. That's taken more than 2 million Australians off taxpayer-funded income support. That's real signs of progress.
Mr. Morrison urged Australians to continue in their resolve in the new year, overcoming these challenging times.
So Australia, as we go into this new year, stronger, safer, together, that's the path ahead of us in 2021. Let's continue on that path in the way we've been able to get through this past year and emerge even stronger in 2021. I wish you a very happy, a very safe and a prosperous new year from my family to yours. God bless you, Australia, and thank you.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.